This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes the price of petroleum products. Nepal government to accept $24.2 million assistance from Green Climate Fund to reduce climate change risk. Election Commission preparing to finalize proportional representation results and submit report to President Podial within this week. And U.S. President Trump warns NATO faces very bad future if allies do not help secure Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Oil Corporation NOC has hiked the prices of petroleum products effective from last midnight. According to the NOC, the price of petrol was hiked by 15 rupees per litre, while the prices of diesel and kerosene were increased by 10 rupees per litre. In a statement issued Sunday evening, the NOC mentioned that the decision for the rate adjustment was made as per the fuel prices were hiked in the new supply to the NOC from the Indian Oil Corporation. Nepal government has decided to accept the grant assistance of over $24 million to be provided by the Green Climate Fund through the United Nations Development Programme UNDP. The cabinet meeting held on Sunday approved the assistance amounting to $24,267,427. The grant will be mobilized to implement a project aimed at protecting livelihoods and properties by reducing risk from glacial lake outburst floods. Likewise, the company spokesperson and Home Minister Om Prakash Ural said that the Nepali embassies in Riyadh, Abu Dhabi, Doha, Kuwait City, Muscat, Islamabad, Cairo and Tel Aviv, along with consulates, would take initiatives for rescue and relief efforts of the Nepalese. The cabinet meeting also recommended Home Minister Om Prakash Oral as the member of the National Assembly, the upper house of the federal parliament. Similarly, Adar Sukumar Shrestha has been appointed the chairperson of the National Trust for Nature Conservation. Six political parties that crossed the 3% threshold in the House of Representatives election voting on Sunday submitted the names of candidates elected under the proportional representation system to the Election Commission. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Kul Bahadur Jishi, said that the parties that crossed the threshold, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the Nepali Congress, the CPNML, the Nepali Communist Party and the Sram Sanskriti Party, and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have submitted their candidate list. Assistant spokesperson G.C. added that the Election Commission will verify the party's list and then publish the names of elected proportional representation candidates. The Commission is also preparing to submit the final election report to President Ramchandra Podial within this week. The Supreme Court today is hearing the writ petition filed against chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamisani, on money laundering and organized crime charges as the case could not be completed on Sunday. A division bench of Justices Saranga Subedi and Sunil Kumar Pokhrel would continue hearing on the petitions. Prior to this, A division bench of Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla and Srikanta Podial had ordered that the petitions be presented for hearing on Sunday. Attorney General Savita Bhandari had on January the 14th decided to withdraw the case at a time when the case was under consideration in the Supreme Court. The petition were filed against the decisions of the Office of the Attorney General to withdraw the case related to organized crime and money laundering charges. The Supreme Court has denied issuing an interim order in favor of Kishori Saha, a Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate for the House of Representatives election from Thapa Dhanusha constituency number 1. Saha had then lodged a writ petition at the Supreme Court demanding an interim order against the cancellation of his candidacy by the Election Commission. A division bench of Justices Vinod Sharma and Megaraj Pokhrel on Sunday denied the order. With this, the Election Commission's decision on scrapping Saha's candidacy has been upheld and Matrika Yadav's victory legitimate. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, has filed a case against the then Director General of the Revenue Inland Revenue Investigation Rather Department Jhalakram Adhikari on charges of corruption for allegedly taking a bribe of 7 million rupees. According to a statement issued on Sunday by spokesperson Suresh Nupane, the commission has filed the case at the Supreme Court in Kathmandu, alleging that the then Director General Adhikari received 7 million rupees from Krishna Shrestha, the director of SK Enterprises Private Limited, for facilitating the company to evade investigation into tax leakage and other offences. The commission has also named Devendra Kesi and Ravindra Lamisani, who allegedly helped in the bribery transaction and in hiding assets, as defendants and requested action against them according to the law. A total of 6,791 tourists from third countries entered Nepal in the past 8 months through the eastern border of Kakarbeta in Jhapa district. Chief of the Immigration Office in Kakarbeta, Tulsi Bhandari, said that tourists from USA, UK, Bhutan and other countries arrived in Nepal in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump says it would be very bad for the future of NATO if allies don't help secure the Strait of Hormuz, a critical waterway for global world shipping, the BBC reports. In an interview with the Financial Times, the U.S. President says he expects China to help unblock the Strait and could delay a summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping if it doesn't. Aboard Air Force One, Trump also says he is speaking to about 7 countries about policing the Strait, adding that he will remember if they do not help. Meanwhile, Israel says it has begun limited and targeted ground operations against Iran-backed Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Heavy bombing were reported in Tehran, while Iran and Hezbollah have launched missiles at Israel. Saudi Arabia says it downed dozens of drones overnight. Dubai International Airport, one of the world's busiest, says flights will gradually resume after a drone-related incident. Japan has begun releasing oil from its emergency reserves amid the global energy crisis sparked by the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran in response to U.S.-Israeli attacks. The release was announced on Monday in a notice published in the Japanese government's official gazette. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi last week announced plans to unilaterally release 80 million barrels of oil from stockpiles amid supply concerns due to Iran's threats against shipping in the Strait. One Battle After Another has won the Best Picture at the 90th Academy Awards for the total 6 wins for the film. According to the BBC, Jessie Buckley wins Best Actress for Hamnet, the first Irish actress to snag that award. Autumn Durald Arcapo is the first woman to win the Oscar for Best Cinematography, and Michael B. Jordan wins Best Actor both for film sinners. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhu Pashchim provinces, as well as in the remaining hilly and mountainous regions, while the rest of the areas will experience partly cloudy conditions. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning and hail at a few places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, and at 1 or 2 places in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces. Likewise, light rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at 1 or 2 places in the Torai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes prices of petroleum products. Nepal government to accept $24.2 million assistance from Green Climate Fund to reduce climate change risk. Election Commission preparing to finalize proportional representation results and submit report to President Podial within this week. And U.S. President Trump warns NATO faces very bad future if allies do not help secure Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.